Good afternoon, everyone. So in this week's Parsha and Parsha Sisra, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos as part of the Aseres HaDibros. And the Torah introduces the mitzvah of Shabbos with the Pasuk Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So it's from this Pasuk that the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Kuf Vav Amad Aleph derives an obligation to recite Kiddush both during the night and during the day. The Havamina in the Gemara was that the Iker mitzvah of Kiddush is by Yom, as the Pasuk says, Zachor as Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. And then there's also a mitzvah to recite Kiddush at night. And then the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's actually the opposite, that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos B'chnisaso, when Shabbos arrives, and that would be at night. And then there's also a mitzvah to recite Kiddush during the day. The Gemara goes on to describe a story between the Amoraim, where one of the Amoraim was told to recite Kiddusha Rabbah. And it's from that story that we call the Kiddush of Yom Shabbos, the Kiddush that we recite during the day of Shabbos, as Kiddusha Rabbah. So I'd like to discuss this topic of Kiddusha Rabbah at some length. What exactly, first of all, is the source for Kiddusha Rabbah, for the mitzvah of Kiddush during the day? So at first we said from the Gemara Pesachim and Af Kuf Vav that the source for this is the pasuk in Yisro of Zachor as Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. And we derive either from the word Yom or from the extra word S that there is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush during the day, not only during the night of Shabbos B'Knisaso, but also during the day of Shabbos. But the truth is that we find two other potential sources for this mitzvah of Kiddush B'Yom Shabbos. And one of them is from the word Lekadsho. The Pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, and the Mechilta derives from there that Lekadsho, that we're supposed to do Kiddush during the day. The Mechilta has a similar drasha to the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim again begins by assuming that the Iker Kiddush is by Yom, and then only afterwards does it derive the Kiddush Balayla. So too does the Mechilta, but the difference between the Gemara and the Mechilta is that the Gemara has a turnaround. The Gemara in its conclusion flips the script and says that the Iker Kiddush is Balayla, whereas the Mechilta does not have such a turnaround. Rather, the Mechilta remains just by saying that the Iker Kiddush is by Yom, and the subordinate Kiddush, the Tafel Kiddush, is Balayla. So that leads some to say that according to the Mechilta, the Iker Kiddush is by Yom, and that's what we derive from the word Lekadsho. And if that's the case, so then the word Lekadsho would be the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush by Yom. The Ramban al HaTorah assumes that just as the Gemara in Pesachim has a turnaround, so too we should read the Mechilta as having a turnaround. And if that's the case, then the Iker Kiddush is Balayla, and the Kiddush Bayom is derived from the words Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, not from the word Lekadsho, but rather Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. So if that's the case, then we have three potential sources for the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush Bayom, Kiddusha Rabbah. Number one, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos. That's from the Gemara in Pesachim and Af Kuf Vav. Number two, from the word Lekadsho. That's from the Mechilta, from the Medrash Halacha. And number three, this third potential source of Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. So our first question is going to be, what, if any, is the significance of the source for Kiddusha Rabbah and the nature and the Mechayiv of the mitzvah? So secondly, what exactly is the status of the mitzvah of Kiddusha Rabbah, of making Kiddush Bayom? Is it a mitzvah de Oraisa or is it a mitzvah de Rabbana? So we find really one source in Rishonim, a truth of the Maharam in Rutenberg, where the Maharam seems to assume that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is a mitzvah de Oraisa. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Kiddush Balayla is a mitzvah de Oraisa because that is the Iker Kiddush. But the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom, which is derived afterwards, is that also a mitzvah de Oraisa or only mitzvah de Rabbanan? The Maharam in Rutenberg thinks that it's a mitzvah de Oraisa. And the Netziv in the Hamik She'ila assumes that that's connected to the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush, that the Maharam thinks that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is a mitzvah de'oraisa because he's basing it on the source from the Mechilta. Again, the Mechilta thought that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom comes from the word Lekadsho, and maybe even that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is the Iker Kiddush. And if that's the case, then we can understand why that would be a mitzvah de'oraisa. However, most other Rishonim, and certainly the Poskim, the way that we pass in the Halacha, is that the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is only a mitzvah de Rabbanan, and that the Mekoros that are suggested in the Megar and in the Gemara for the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom are really intended as an asmachta. So Zachar Asyom HaShabbos Pekadro, the source that's quoted in the Gemara Pesachim Adav Kuvav, is really just an asmachta. The Iker Kiddush is Balayla, that's the mitzvah de'oraisa, but the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom is really just a mitzvah de'rabbanan. So that's some introductory points to this mitzvah of Kiddush Rabbah, of making Kiddush during the day of Shabbos. So let's focus on the following questions. Number one, that which we already mentioned, we're going to want to try to determine what the significance of the source for Kiddush Rabbah is. What impact does it have on our understanding of Kiddush Rabbah on the whole? Number two, what's the relationship between the two Kiddushim, the Kiddush Balayla and the Kiddush Bayom, that we find in the Gemara? Are these two totally different entities, totally different animals, or do they share some relationship, despite the fact that one is the Oraisa and the other, the way that we paskin, is only the Rabbana? And number three, which is really the primary question, what exactly is the Mechaiv of Kiddush Rabba? What's the basis for making Kiddush during the day of Shabbos, especially in light of the fact that we already made Kiddush, the previous night? So let's begin with that third question, with the Mechaiv of Kiddush Rabba. Happens to be that the Rishonim themselves really address this question head on. And if we look at the Peirush of Rabbeinu David, in his Peirush to Pesachim and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, so Rabbeinu David really describes for us two possible approaches to the Mechaiv of Kiddush Rabbah. So first, Rabbeinu David assumes, and this is the way that he assumes in conclusion as well, that the whole basis for making Kiddush during the day of Shabbos is not really to have a Kiddush. The idea of Kiddush, the idea of sanctifying Shabbos or reflecting on its Kedusha, has already been fulfilled. That has already taken place at the entrance, at the onset of Shabbos, with Nisa Shabbos during the night of Shabbos. And once you've done that, then there's no more need to reflect on the Kedusha of Shabbos or to invest any sanctity in Shabbos. That has already been done. So what is the purpose of Kiddush Rabbah, of making Kiddush on Shabbos? Says Rabbeinu David that it is a din in the Suda of Shabbos. The Rabbanan established a din that the Suda of Shabbos should be different from the Suda of Chol, whereas the Suda of Chol does not need to be recited al hakos, does not need to be had al hakos, it does not need to be preceded by a Bori Pri Hagafen. The Su'uda of Shabbos needs to be distinct, and the way that we distinguish the Su'uda of Shabbos is by being koveya, that Su'uda, al hayayin, by reciting Kiddush, that which we call Kiddush, but really we're just referring to the Birkas Hanehen in a Bori Pri Agafen. By having a Bori Pri Agafen, having a koshal yayin, that surrounds or serves as the beginning, as the tone setter for the Su'uda of Shabbos. So according to this approach, when we say Kiddush Rabbah, that's really kind of a misnomer. We don't really mean a Kiddush. It's not something that sanctifies Shabbos. Rather, it's just a way to establish the Su'uda to be a Su'uda that is had, that is consumed al hayayin, that has a koshal yayin that precedes it. And from that perspective, Sir Rabbeinu David explains that the reason why we call it Kiddush Rabbah is only because it shares one very minimal aspect with the real bona fide Kiddush, the Kiddush Balayla. And that is that both Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom, the Bori Pri Agafen that we recite during the day, are juxtaposed to a Suda. The Kiddush at night is juxtaposed to a Suda because we're not allowed to eat anything prior to Kiddush. So we have Kiddush right before we eat. And the Kiddush during the day, the Bori Pri Agafen that we recite during the day, is also juxtaposed to a Suda. Not because we're not allowed to eat anything prior to making that Kiddush, a point that we're going to discuss more fully in just a moment, but because the whole point of this Bori Pri Agafen is to be recited al HaSuda. So therefore, it needs to be juxtaposed to the Suda. So it is that one minimal overlap, the fact that these two recitations are juxtaposed to a Suda, that allows us to call this Bori Pri Agafen that we recite during the day Kiddush Rabbah. But it's not really a Kiddush. That's the first approach to the Mechaiv of Kiddush Rabbah, that this is meant to establish a Su'uda al Hayayin, to be a Kviyus Su'uda al Hayayin. And the Meiri explains further that it's by having a Su'uda al Hayayin that we transform the Su'uda of Shabbos and tap into or call attention to the kedusha of Shabbos. So it's not the Borei Pri HaGafen that sanctifies Shabbos. Shabbos has already been sanctified. It's already been recognized. But because Shabbos is kadosh, therefore the seudos of Shabbos should look different from the seudos of Chol. And the way that we make our seudos of Shabbos look different from the seudos of Chol is by having them be ala al hayayin. That's the way that the Meiri explains this approach. So according to Rabbeinu David, there's going to really be no significance to the source for Kiddush Bayom. A Kiddush Bayom itself is not really a Kiddush. It's a pure esmachta. The Rabbanan decided to have a Su'uda al Hayayin in order to distinguish the Su'udos of Shabbos from Su'udos of Chol. And they were masmich that on the Psukim from Zachor Esyom HaShabbos Lekai. So that's approach number one. Approach number two describes Rabbeinu David, Psachim Daf Kuvav, is that no, it's exactly the opposite. Kiddusha Rabbah really means that it's a Kiddush. That the Kiddush that we recite during the day does play the role of Kiddush, just as the Kiddush that we recite at night plays the role of Kiddush, of sanctifying Shabbos or of reflecting on its Kiddusha. And then the question becomes that if we already did this at night, why do we have to do it again during the day? So here the Ran, in his Peirush Tepsachim at Av Kovav, offers two different explanations as to why we would do this again during the day. The first one is that the Rabbanan established a type of echo of Kiddush Halayla. Kiddush Halayla invests sanctity in Shabbos, or reflects on the Kiddusha of Shabbos at its onset. And then the Rabbanan decided that because Kivod Yom is Adif Mikivod Laila, because the day of Shabbos in some ways takes precedence to is of greater kavod than kavod laila. So therefore, that stage of Shabbos also requires some kiddush at its onset. So it's an echo of kiddush halayla. Really, midine de oraisa, we should have sufficed with kiddush at the very beginning of Shabbos. But the Rabbanan established that because kavod yom is greater than kavod laila, therefore it deserves a kiddush at its onset as well. This coheres very nicely with the drasha from the Mechilta, where the Mechilta says that the whole source for Kiddush Bayom is Lekadsho. So the whole purpose of Kiddush Bayom, according to this approach in the Ran, is to be Mekadesh the day of Shabbos. And by the day of Shabbos, we mean the daylight hours of Shabbos. And that being the case, it makes sense that we would derive it from the word Lekadsho, which connotes that the whole role and nature of this Kiddush is to be Mekadesh. Then the second approach of the Ran is that the whole purpose of Kiddush Bayom is to recite Shira Vashevach, L'Kedusha Sol Shel Yom. We use a Kos Shel Yayin in order to convey and articulate words of Shira Vashevach for the day of Shabbos. And again, because Kavod Yom is greater than Kavod Laila, it deserves its own Shira Vashevach. That approach might cohere more nicely with the source in the Bavli, that it comes from Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. When we use the words Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, so if we're deriving it from the words of Zachor Es Yom, then that might play more into the recitation of Divrei Shira Veshevach, which is actually what the Rambam says for the mitzvah of Kiddush De'oraisa, that we derive the mitzvah of Kiddush De'oraisa from the word Zachor, which teaches us Zachorehu al Hayayin, that we're supposed to recite words of Shira Veshevach, words of Shevach for Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos at night. So too, the Rabbanan established that we should do the same thing during the day. Be it as it may, whether we view the Kiddush Bayom as an echo of the Kiddush Balayla, investing some sanctity into the daylight hours or reflecting on its sanctity, or whether we view it as just an articulation of the Shira V'Shevach of the Yom Shabbos. So whether this way or that way, what comes out is that the Kiddush Bayom is actually a Kiddush. It's not just to have a Suda Al Hayayin, but rather it plays the same role as the Kiddush does at night. So if we ask ourselves, what is the relationship between Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom? So we're going to have two very different answers based on the two approaches in Rabbeinu David, or based on really this machlokas between Rabbeinu David on the one hand and the Ran on the other. According to Rabbeinu David, that Kiddush Bayom is really just a Kriya Suda Alayayin, just to have a Bori Priya Gofen prior to your Suda in order to distinguish the Suda from Sudo Shalchol, so then the Kiddush Bayom barely shares any relationship with the Kiddush Malayla. Its only relationship is in its timing, is in its juxtaposition to the Suda, which is the basis to call it Kiddush Rabba. But more than that, there's no relationship between the Kiddush Bayom and the Kiddush Balayla. Whereas in stark contrast, according to the Ran, the Kiddush Bayom and the Kiddush Balayla are tied at the hip. They're both actually fulfillments of Kiddush. They both share the same concept, the same nature. Just the Kiddush Balayla is the mitzvah de oraisa to mark the sanctity of Shabbos at its entrance, at its onset. And the Kiddush Bayom is either an echo of that to mark the onset of the day of Shabbos or to recite Shir of HaShavach for the Kavod Yom, for the daylight hours of Shabbos, which in some sense are greater than the nighttime hours of Shabbos. What are going to be the practical consequences to this question as to whether the nature of the Machayiv of Kiddusha Rabbah is to have a Suda Alayayin the way that Rabbeinu David understood, or to have an extra Kiddush during the day in addition to the mitzvah, the Oraisa of Kiddush at night? So one nafkamina that Rabbeinu David himself raises is, how many to what su'udos during the day is this mitzvah of Kiddush going to apply? So according to the approach that that Kiddush Bayom is really a din of Kiddush, it's meant to invest sanctity in the day or to reflect on its sanctity, just like the Kiddush Balayla. So then we would say that Kiddush would apply only to the first su'uda that you have during the day. You recite Kiddush once at night, midda oraisa, and you recite Kiddush once during the day, midda rabbanan. Because the whole point is to reflect on the sanctity of Shabbos. Once you've done that, then that carries forward throughout the entire rest of the day. And therefore, we would apply the chiyuv of Kiddush Rabbah only to the first su'uda that you have during the day. This is the position that's implied by the words of the Rambam in Perek Chaf Tes of Hilchos Shabbos, and also the position of Rabbeinu Yonah. However, Rabbeinu David, according to his approach, that Kiddush Rabbah, the Kiddush Bayom, is really a fulfillment of Su'uda Al Hayayin, that's Kviyas Su'uda Al Hayayin. So Rabbeinu David says that should apply to all Su'udos that you have during the day. It's not specifically applicable to the first Su'uda. It's a din in every Su'uda of Shabbos. Every Su'uda of Shabbos needs to be distinguished from Su'udos of Chol. And the way that we distinguish those Su'udos is with a Bori Priya Gofen, a Koshal Yayin, and therefore it should apply to every Su'uda that you have. And therefore, that might lead to an afkamina, whether you should have a koshal yayin when you have shalosh udos during the third meal of the day, according to most Rishonim. So you wouldn't have to have a koshal yayin during shalosh udos, because the whole purpose of the koshal yayin during the day of Shabbos is to have a kiddush. Once you've already done that kiddush, that extends throughout the rest of the day. You don't need to do it again during shalosh udos. But according to Rabbeinu David, it would emerge that you should have a koshal yayin during the third su'uda, not for the purpose of kiddush, but rather for the purpose of being koveya that su'uda alayayin in order to distinguish it from a su'uda shalchol. So that would be one afkamina, whether you would have this idea of kiddush rabba of a koshal yayin, not only for your first su'uda, but also for the other su'udos that you have during the day of Shabbos. Another nafkamina that Rabbeinu David raises is whether the principle of yatza motzi would apply to kiddush rabba, to kiddush bayom. So according to Rabbeinu David, yatza motzi would not apply to Kiddush Bayom. And why is that? Because according to Rabbeinu David, really, the Bori Pri Agafen that we're reciting is just that. It's a Birkas Hanehenin. And the general rule for Birkas Hanehenin is that we don't say Yatza Motzi. If you want to make a Birkas Hanehenin, so you have to, generally, you have to partake of whatever food you're making that bracha on. We only have an exception to that when there's a mitzvah of Kiddush involved. However, because the mitzvah of Kiddush Rabbah is not really a mitzvah of Kiddush, it's just the Bori Pri Agafen, so according to Rabbeinu David, the rule of Yatza Motzi would not apply to the Kiddush made by Yom, it would only apply to the Kiddush made by Laila. However, the Ramban, Orech Chaim, Sim Reisha, and Gimel, Sif Dalid, paskins against the Rabbeinu David that Yatza Motzi does apply to Kiddush Bayom. And the lumdus behind that is that the Ramah is understanding the Kiddush of Bayom in light of the Kiddush Balayla, that both of them are mitzvos of Kiddush, the way that the Ran understood Kiddush Rabba. And since both of them are mitzvos of Kiddush, so just as we apply Yatza Motzi to the Kiddush at night, so too we should apply Yatza Motzi to the Kiddush during the day. In addition, there would be another practical consequence as to whether there would be a prohibition to eat prior to the Kiddush during the day. So the Rambam and the Ran both assume that there is a prohibition to eat anything prior to making Kiddush during the day. And the reason for that is because just as there is a prohibition to have any food prior to making Kiddush at night, so too there's a prohibition to having any food prior to Kiddush during the day. The first thing that you have to do is mark the sanctity of Shabbos. After you've done that, then you can proceed to have to enjoy a meal or to have any food. But according to Avinu David, there's no Iser Achila prior to making Kiddush during the day, because the whole point of Kiddush during the day is not really to have a Kiddush, it's just to have a Su'uda al Hayayin. So that doesn't mean that you can't have any other food prior to having your Su'uda. You can have a Te'ima prior to having your Su'uda. Just when you come to have your Su'uda, you need to make Kiddush, so to speak, you need to make a Bori Pri Agaf, and you need to have a Koshal Yayin in order to be Koveya, that Su'uda, Al HaYayin. And finally, there would be another Nafkamina as to whether women would be obligated in Kiddush Rabbah. The Maharam Chalava, in his Be'er Shachim, agrees with Rabbeinu David that the whole purpose of Kiddush Rabbah is just to have a Koshal Yayin prior to the Su'uda. And that being the case, so we could view this as a Mitzvah Saseisha Azman Grama from which women would be exempt. However, the Prima Gadim in Arachayim, Simresh Peites, Seif Aleph, in the Mishnah Tosav, assumes that we would apply the principle of Yashno Bishmira, Yashno Bizechira to the Kiddush during the day as well. That because women are obligated to keep the Los Ha'aseis of Shabbos, they're obligated to keep the Aseis of Shabbos as well. And just as they're obligated in Kiddush at night because of Yashno Bizechira, so too they would be obligated in Kiddush during the day. Because after all, Kiddush at night and Kiddush during the day, according to this approach, share the same nature. They're both mitzvos of Kiddush Hayom, of sanctifying the day of Shabbos, and therefore, because we have the principle of Kol Sheyashno Bishmira, Yashno Bizechira, that would apply to women as well, such that women would be obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush Rabbah, of making Kiddush during the day of Shabbos. So what we've seen is two basic approaches to the mitzvah of Kiddush Bayom, to Kiddush Rabbah, whether to view it as Kivius Suda Alayayin, or to view it as an additional Kiddush of sanctifying the daylight hours of Shabbos, and many different questions that really revolve around those two approaches. And what really emerges from this sugya of Kiddush Rabbah is that via the transformation of our meals, or the recitation of Kiddush, whether like Rabbeinu David or like the Ran, so we reflect on and maybe even invest sanctity in Shabbos. Kiddush Rabbah really highlights that our cognizance of Kiddush Shabbos pertains not only to Shabbos as a whole, as one unit, but also to the segments of Shabbos. Like we said last week when we were discussing Su'uda Shlishis, that there are different segments of Shabbos, night, day, and afternoon, so too Kiddush Rabbah highlights that idea that we could have, that we experience Shabbos in all of its entirety at once, but also in each of its parts. And that being the case, so we have a Kiddush that marked the daylight hours as well, and or that sets aside, that sets apart and distinguishes the Su'udos of Shabbos from the Su'udos of Chol, which itself calls attention to the sanctity of Shabbos. I wish everyone a great rest of the week and a good